The Ram Summer Clearance event is here, and it's time to get to work. And working hard will build you a reputation, something that the all-new 2019 Ram 1500 prides itself on, too. You'll see it for yourself with the largest available touchscreen in its class. Hurry into the Ram Summer Clearance event for a great deal and get up to 6 months of Apple Music on us.
Class based on light-duty pickups. Visit www.ramtrucks.com/Apple for details. Apple is a registered trademark of Apple, Inc. Apple is not a sponsor of this promotion. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Terrence Talks Travel Uber Adventures. I'm your host, Terrence Epke. I'm ready, as always, to talk travel, so let's get started. So, each year, I like to discuss different topics that are all related to adventure travel, and I've covered a lot of ground in four seasons. Speaking of which, I can't believe this is season number 5 of Terrence Talks Travel Uber Adventures. But I wanted to do a brief recap of some of my favorite episodes, just to share those with you here before I tell you a little sneak peek of what's coming up next season. So one of my favorite episodes was called Uber Adventures Traveling Full Time. And this was an episode where I interviewed Tim Bartel and Christian Henning, who are both with Travel Past 50. And they sold their business, their home, and most of their possessions in 2010, and they have been traveling full-time ever since. And I lost count after 60 countries, but they shared their best tips for traveling full-time, some of the things you're going to run into and some of the things you might miss and some of the ways to travel on the cheap. They talk about their favorite places, and they share some really funny stories, as you can imagine, things that happen when you're traveling full-time. it's an adventure. So I really enjoyed that. Also, there was another episode that I really enjoyed, traveling with a serious medical condition. I interviewed Yukari Kane, who was an author and educator, and she was diagnosed a few years ago with a life-threatening illness. And while she was waiting for a transplant, she took off on a worldwide, round-the-world series of adventure trips and all that. So she just shared some extraordinary experiences. It was just awesome hearing all the places that she'd gone and things she had done. And I also thought it was really great to remind us that we don't have to stop traveling even if we have a medical condition, even a serious medical condition. We just have to take some things into account. And she does share that with us. So that was good. Also, I really enjoyed I did one on Appalachian Trail adventure. And that has been I guess trekking any part of the Appalachian Trail has been described as a life-altering experience. And the Appalachian Trail extends across 14 states, and in many areas it's nothing but sheer wilderness. So you can imagine it would be a life-altering experience. But that was a show that was really special to me. Accommodations for the Adventurous, I started that in season 1, and I've done more accommodations for the Adventurous every season since then because that has been really well received. And, you know, sometimes where you stay is as much a part of the adventure as what you're doing. And, I mean, I've discussed some really neat things, everything from an ice hotel to an underwater hotel, I kid you not, to a cave hotel, and so much more. So that's something I think is worth listening to. Another one of my favorites was Space Vacations. And during this episode, I interviewed Doug Grimes, who is the president of MuirCorps. And they offer some really, really good trips into the Far East and into Russia and Siberia and all. And one of the trips that they do is actually a 9-day space vacation. And it does include cosmonaut training. And you will see spaceships. I mean, it's just an incredible thing. So even if you don't have any interest in going up into space, you still need to learn what's out there, what's coming in the future, what's here now even, that's going to be like, I think, the new frontier of travel from all the things I have been seeing and hearing about. So, and adventure travel is what I focus on, and some of mine have been extreme adventures, and one of those I think would be tornado tours. Roger Hill, I interviewed him. He is the owner of the Silver Lining Tour Company, and they lead tornado chasing storms all across the West and Midwest now into Tornado Alley. And so this is very much like the movie Twister with Helen Hunt and Bill Paxton. I mean, only this is you and not actors doing it. But Roger Hill is in the Guinness Book of World Records as having seen more tornadoes than anyone in history. So he knows what he's talking about. He knows where to go. He knows how close you can safely get. He can tell you what to expect. And it was a really, really informative and intriguing interview, I thought. So I was really blessed to be able to do that. And I could go on and on, but I'm going to wrap up with my last one here, which was gorilla trekking. And this is something I've wanted to do for a long time. It was on my bucket list because I still have some places to go and experiences I haven't had yet. So I interviewed Maura Smith with Go Away Travel, which is one of my favorite adventure travel companies. And this really is a once-in-a-lifetime adventure. And so after I interviewed her and we discussed this and all, I knew I had to go do this. I couldn't put it off anymore. So I bumped it up to the top of my list, and I went over to East Africa, to Uganda and Rwanda, and did the gorilla trekking. And I can assure you, you do get up close, believe me. I actually had a juvenile male gorilla come up and grab me. And that was, I mean, not in a bad way, just in a playful way. And that was just incredible. So anyway, you can find all these episodes. There's many more. You can find them on my website, terrenceepke.com. You can also find them on Blog Talk Radio and iTunes. There'll be information on the site with the posts for this. But I just want to mention some of my favorite episodes. And also, I was just going to tell you, it's interesting because I was looking at some of the statistics when I was getting this show together. And so some of your favorite episodes were not necessarily my favorite episodes. So some of the ones that you all seem to prefer: the toughest countries to visit, 10 things that will land a traveler in jail. And this was shocking to me. This wasn't the normal stuff you would think of, like committing a crime. The things that they considered a crime that can put you in jail was absolutely shocking. And so I knew I had to share that. And then you all agreed. You thought it was a fascinating episode, too. Weird and Wonderful America, Adventure Travel 101, that was one of the first episodes I did talking about what adventure travel really is and what it means, and it is different things to different people, and there are different levels of adventure travel, and that remains one of the most popular episodes, most listened to that I have, and also Disney Adventures. And I don't know if you're aware of this, but in the interview I talk about this, we focus mostly on Disney Adventures. These are Disney Adventure Tours that focus on all kinds of places across America and beyond, lots of trips to Europe and so forth. And they're incredible, the adventures that Disney has put together. And a lot of people aren't even aware that they do these adventure tours. I also discussed the Disney Hawaiian Resort, Disney cruises, and, of course, Disney theme parks, because Disney is an adventure, right? Okay, so anyway, that's enough of my favorite here. I'm going to give you a little sneak peek into season 5. And so, like I said, each season I try to focus on a different aspect. One season we did American travel, where I focused on American adventures. And one time I did extreme adventures around the world. So I do all different kinds of things. And this season I'm going to be sharing some of my favorite adventure destinations. So some of the places I'll be talking about will be London, which I used to live in London. I visit there often. And no city in the world has more to see and do, in my opinion, than London, England. And just a couple of fascinating facts to share with you there. The largest palace in the world is the Palace of Westminster. The Buckingham Palace is the Queen's official residence. London has 43 universities. 300 languages are spoken here. It's one of the top financial centers of the world. Oh, and so much more. But anyway, it's a very expensive place. It's one of the most expensive places in the world. And so I'm going to share a lot of cheap travel tips in this episode because I'm going to tell you how you can actually go to London on the cheap. And so other places I'm going to be talking about, I'm going to be focusing on the adventure aspect of Key West, a.k.a. the Conch Republic. I'll be talking about Charleston, South Carolina, also one of my favorite places, and the heart of the Low Country, Edinburgh, Scotland, Marrakesh, Morocco, and Antarctica. And I don't know how much you know about Antarctica, but that's usually on adventure travelers' bucket list. They don't always get there because it is expensive and it is so far. But Antarctica is actually the size of the United States and Mexico combined. It is the highest, driest, windiest, coldest, and darkest continent. But amazing adventures can be achieved here. And I'm going to reveal my top 10 list during this show. So if you're planning on going to Antarctica at any point in the future, you've got to listen to this because some of these are going to surprise and even shock you what you can do on the Antarctica continent. Also, I'm going to be discussing some special topics during this here. I have a show I'm going to talk about, 8 great kid-friendly adventures. And, of course, I'm going to talk about the best places to celebrate Halloween and Christmas and the best places to go to enjoy fall colors. So I'm very excited about the season that's coming up here, and so I hope that you will also be excited with all the news I'm going to share with you. And so, like I said, I'm going to be keeping these podcasts short, as I always do, so that you have time to read them on your time to listen to them on your commute or while you're washing the dishes or whatever. So I'm going to wrap up now, but you can find more information about this sneak peek show and all my other travel podcasts on TerrenceTalksTravel.com. You'll also find dozens of free travel reports you can download from the Terrence Talks Travel Emporium, as well as lots of cheap travel tips and adventure travel resources. So the best way to find out about new shows and like special events and things that are going on, periodic giveaways I have and so forth, is to subscribe to Terrence Talks Travel blog, and you get 2 free bonuses, including my pocket guide to adventure travel, when you sign up. So just be sure to check out TerrenceTalksTravel.com, and I'll be back soon with another episode of Terrence Talks Travel Uber Adventures, so please stay tuned.
What gets you revved up? Maybe it's heading toward that next adventure, driving farther and exploring more. Or maybe it's just spending less time worrying and more time doing. Whatever it is, Citgo is here to help with top-tier tri-clean gasoline. With continuous use, it helps keep engine parts clean for a smooth ride and maximizes your mileage to get more life out of every tank. Now that's gas you can feel good about. Go rev up with tri-clean gasoline at your locally owned Citgo station today.
When you're on the go, where you stop matters. Actually, it can make all the difference. And when you stop at a Citgo station near you, you can make a difference too. Because with every tank you fill up, you help fuel your community through local initiatives like disaster relief, STEM education, the Special Olympics, and more. So the next time you're going on a gas run, go a little farther. Go fuel good at your locally owned Citgo station today. Visit fuelinggood.com to learn how Citgo benefits your community.